Hi, welcome back to my channel. My name is Marta Rupapa, and here we have our guest, Cassidy Willis, and we're going to talk about history as a teacher and how it's been in college. So, first question, how did you get about to like history?
I guess I had a couple history teachers in high school that I really liked. My sociology teacher was awesome to learn from, and my economics teacher, and they kind of just inspired me to go into history. And I mean, I had a lot of influence from my English teachers too, but I liked history just a little bit better.
And what part of history do you like? Do you like the Civil War or what?
I like learning about American civics and kind of the government side, and I also like learning about American government because I think it's really fascinating to learn about, you know, your own country and how it formed and stuff.
So does that mean you like politics too, or?
Kind of, yeah. My parents always said that I'd be an attorney when I was little because I like to argue, and I just liked politics kind of. So
because a lot of students say history is boring, how can you make it exciting in class?
I think it depends on the teacher. So like I said, I had a favorite social studies teacher, and she always made everyone welcome in the class, and she used different technology and different projects that we could use to make the class a little bit more enjoyable. That way we're not just reading out the textbook. What I want to do is I want to kind of do a heavy project-based class so that kids are researching on their own and they find what they are interested in, and that makes them kind of want to learn a little bit more about history. And I think that's where we cause a lot of problems in schools, is that we lack in that and we just kind of send them out on their own. Mm-hmm. We don't really help students learn about history because they just come in predetermined that history is going to be boring. So I think that I'm going to, you know, take what we learned in ed tech and really use that to the advantage of teaching history.
Mm-hmm. So what do you say to the teachers who have boring classes? What can you, what are you going to do to help those classes? You know, teachers, what do you expect?
Like I said, if history classes are boring, it's because the teachers are either old school about it, and you know they want to stick to what they've taught for 20 plus years. I think that this new wave of teachers, we have all the technologies, like I said, a lot of kids aren't using textbooks anymore. Mm-hmm. We're using the internet to research and stuff, and I think that will help engage students more, because they're going to be able to do it on their own, and teachers can kind of set them off to do their own thing, and that creates independent students. And mm-hmm. I think that's super important for especially high school level, because they are getting ready to go into whatever career field or college field they want to do. So I think that's super important.
So what would you say to the students who come in class and already have a mindset of oh, history is boring, I don't want to do this, I don't want to sit in this class?
I think that it's going to be helpful that we use projects and stuff, because some kids really enjoy projects, and whether
projects.
It's doing it on their own or doing it with a group, they're invested in getting a good grade. So I think with that determination, students are going to be engaged in the lesson, and I think it's fun. I had a teacher in high school that made a guillotine for the French Revolution, and how he taught that, and so that really engaged us to learn more about the French Revolution, because we would pretend that, you know, we were the king and queen, and we were key factors in the French Revolution. I think that's that was a memory for me, at least, but it helped me be engaged more into the lesson.
Well, thank you, Cassidy. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.